Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roy Blunt Jr. has the lead. He has 4 points. Paul Provenza has 3. Paula Poundstone, 1.
Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. President Bush attended the groundbreaking ceremony for a memorial to blank to be built near the National Mall.
Martin Luther King.
Right. Despite polls that said she would lose big, blank said she thought she was going to win her Florida Senate seat until the AP called her race against her.
Kathleen, what's her name?
It was Catherine Harris.
Yes, that's... Yes.
On Monday, San Francisco canceled their bid to host the 2016 blank.
Olympics.
Right. Following frat boys and a news producer in the U.S., residents of Glad, Romania, are the latest to threaten a lawsuit against blank for misleading them.
I have absolutely no idea. Who misled the people in Romania? Was that what the question was? Romanians were misled?
You know, that's an age-old question.
I know.
I'm going to have to say Nadia Comăneci.
That hussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it was Borat, also Sacha Baron Cohen, the comedian. Police in Maine were called to investigate after a woman reported that someone had sabotaged her blank.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Her lizard. I don't know.
Her washing machine. We quote from the police blotter in the Kennebec Journal in Maine, a police investigation concluded that an imbalanced laundry load had caused the shaking. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 2 correct answers. For 4 more points. Paula now has 5 points, and Paula has a slight lead.
That's great.
I'm saving what I really got in case we go into overtime.
All right, Paul, you're up next. Fill in the blank.
Uh-oh.
A Newsweek poll in the wake of last week's election finds that blank's approval rating has dropped to 31%.
George Bush.
Right. A reporter yelled out, "Roll the Strom Thurmond tape," after it was announced that blank had regained a GOP leadership post in the Senate.
Trent Lott.
Right. To celebrate the 400th anniversary of Jamestown, blank will visit the United States in May.
The Queen.
Yes. Mm. A French burglar who successfully stole a TV was caught when he blanked.
Tried to download an episode of Lost.
No, returned for the remote control. Trying to raise its poor ratings, Fox is scheduled to air an interview with blank in which he details how he would have murdered his wife, which he
didn't
do. O.J. Simpson. For the second time, People magazine named blank as the sexiest man alive.
George Clooney.
Right. Members of a Haverhill, Mass. High school football team have been suspended.
By the way, I was going to go with me.
Because of a scandal involving blanks.
Cheerleaders.
No, wedgies.
Oh, but that's really, that's a shade of gray, really.
6 players of the Whittier Vocational Technical High School's football team decided to surprise their teammates with some post-practice wedgies. But to school officials, wedgies equal hazing. Hazing is out, so the wedgie givers are suspended, said an outraged fellow student. At least they're not smoking pot or doing crack in the street corner. They're just giving harmless wedgies. Mm. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points.
You keep saying that.
Paul has taken the lead.
There you go. Keep saying that.
All right. So how many then, Carl, does Roy need to win the game?
5 correct answers.
All right, fill in the blank, Roy. This is for the game. The Dalai Lama appealed to Iraqi authorities to spare the life of former leader blank.
Of Hussein, I guess.
Right, Saddam Hussein. This past weekend, blank beat out Ronald Reagan to become the longest living U.S. president.
Gerald Ford.
Right. U.S. Airways announced plans to buy now bankrupt blank airlines.
Delta.
Right. Disgraced lobbyist blank reported to federal prison on Wednesday.
Jack Abramoff.
Right. According to experts, a young deer who had been seen in Michigan with a blank was freed last weekend.
With a pumpkin on his head?
Yes.
Yeah.
Super Bowl champion Emmitt Smith beat actor Mario Lopez to win television's blank.
Dancing with the Stars.
Right. For the first time since he converted to Islam, the artist once known as blank released an album.
Cat Stevens.
Right. A judge in Massachusetts, using the full weight and wisdom of the law, has decided blank.
What?
Well, let me just run through all the judicial decisions in Massachusetts this week, and I'm sure I can come up with
Actually, can I take a shot at that?
No, I'm not, if Roy gives up, hang on. Right.
What a judge has decided to take a break.
No, the judge in Massachusetts has decided and determined that a burrito is not
a sandwich. Not a sandwich. Well, now, if you'd given me the burrito thing, I could have done it.
If I'd said a judge has decided that a burrito is not a blank,
yeah,
you would have been able to answer that.
Some people would have said tostada.
So what happened was, a Panera Bread sandwich franchise had a contract that stated that no other sandwich shop could open in its same little mall. Mm. So when a Mexican grill opened a few stores down, they sued. But Judge Jeffrey A. Locke investigated the situation and ruled that no, burritos are not and never have been sandwiches. Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He did, Peter. He had 7 correct answers for 14 more points.
Whoa!
So with 18 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Well done, Roy.
Well, thank you.